it's not a case of all ratepayers getting an increase in rates. Now, we very much appreciate that this is a significant event for many ratepayers, but based on our previous experience in those other local authorities that we've already revalued, which is in excess of around 20 local authorities to date, that revaluation has resulted in a positive outcome for the majority of ratepayers. On average, around 60% of ratepayers will receive a reduction in rates liability and about 40% will receive an increase. And in the most recent revaluations that we have conducted, that figure is closer to 67% of ratepayers receiving a reduction. And those, we're also conscious that those minority of cases at 40% or so will experience an increase. And they may have questions around that revaluation process. And that's why we've been engaging with many of the relevant stakeholders. And we've addressed the elected members in Kerry County Council to explain the process. And we've also engaged with the trade bodies and to outline what a revaluation is and why it is happening. And the process also, most importantly, of requesting a review if a ratepayer is unhappy with the valuation. The Valuation Office is obviously an independent organisation, independent of our state body, independent of the local authority. So the function that we perform is to actually estimate those valuations. And the function, and by the way, they are a rental valuation. That's our function, to set the rental value. The function of the elected members of the local authority is to set the ARV, the annual rateable valuation, at their budget meetings. And as most people will know, it's a product of the two of those elements multiplied by each other is the rates liability. So there's an important separation of functions there between the Valuation Office do and what the local authority does. So the local authority collects the rates, the Valuation Office sets the actual valuations. For many local authorities remaining that have not yet been revalued, their valuation date is currently 1988. So all of the properties in Kerry, or ratepayers in Kerry, are currently paying a rates bill by reference to 1988 values. So those valuations are out of date. And we now need to modernise those valuations, because a key element of the rating system is that it's a revenue neutral exercise. So following a revaluation, the local authority cannot collect any more than they have the year before. So if they're collecting 27 million this year, they will then collect 27 million after the revaluation is conducted. So it's revenue neutral. It does not generate any additional revenue. But what it is a redistribution of the rates liability amongst ratepayers based on their relative value. So in other words, in 1988, certain properties may have been outperforming other properties, and relatively speaking. Now, in 2022, those properties that were performing well in 1988 may not be performing now relative to other properties. And equally, those properties in 1988 who weren't performing may well be performing. That has to be reflected, and that leads to the redistribution of the rates liability.
There is a process around revaluation, as you mentioned. Could you talk us through what will be happening then for ratepayers here in Kerry?
What ratepayers are going to receive on the 26th of September is a proposed valuation certificate. And that proposed valuation certificate will explain what their valuation is, and it will give the breakdown, the area of their property and the value per square metre applied to it. Along with that, they will receive an explanatory letter, which will explain to them how to make a representation, which is a form of appeal. And they will also receive a leaflet outlining the revaluation process. Now, if a ratepayer has any queries or any issues, they can contact our helpline. But what a ratepayer can do is make a representation if they're unhappy with the valuation. So they have 40 days to do so. So the key dates are the 23rd of September, 40 days from the 23rd of September up to the 1st of November. A ratepayer can make a representation. It's free. It's something that we encourage ratepayers, if they have any issue with their valuation, they can engage with us and we will listen to the points that they might outline. Critical to that process is the walk-in clinics. The walk-in clinics, we have found in previous revaluations to be very effective. We will have valuers on the ground in Kerry across a number of locations between the 3rd of October and the 7th of October. So that's Monday the 3rd of October to Friday the 7th. They will be held in Tralee, Killarney, Listowel, Cahir Servine, Kenmare, Dingle, Castle Island and Killorglin. By the way, there's no appointment needed, okay? You can just call in off the street. But what they're designed to do is to have a valuer from our office listening to any concerns that a ratepayer may have. Following a meeting with the valuer, a ratepayer can then decide whether they wish to make a representation. So the timing of this is no coincidence. We issued a proposed certificate on the 23rd of September. The ratepayer will have time to study their proposed valuation certificate. They will have time to go and visit a valuer close to their location. And then they can then decide themselves. If they're still unhappy with the outcome of that, they can then submit a representation to the Valuation Office, which must be done by the 1st of November. From the 1st of November until next August, we will consider those valuations and we will produce the outcome of that in by way of a new valuation list or a final valuation list next September. So September 2023, those valuations will be published. And again, at that stage, if the occupiers are still unhappy with the valuation, they can make an appeal to the Valuation Tribunal. It's very, very, very important to understand that at this stage, this is the stage that ratepayers should engage with us.
And you said it'll be September next year when the final valuations are published, and then January 2024 when they would become effective.
Absolutely. While ratepayers can make an appeal to the Independent Valuation Tribunal towards the end of 2023, that is a more formal process, and it's a cost. There's a cost attached to that, and it's a more adversarial process. It's a quasi-judicial hearing. Both parties will have to attend a Valuation Tribunal to defend or put forward what both of us think that valuation is. And that's not a position that we want to be in. Now, we do find ourselves in that position and we do defend those valuations and we will when required and so on. But from the Valuations Office's perspective, we wish to engage earlier to listen to the concerns of those ratepayers and to listen to that evidence that they may have or that they may wish to share with us. So it's about getting it right first time. And that's why I just want to remind and all your listeners that it is between the 23rd of September and the 1st of November is the period of engagement with us. And those walk-in clinics are on the 3rd of October to the 7th of October. There'll also be a rates calculator on our website.
Given the current economic circumstances, war, we've energy crisis, inflation, do any of these or are any of these taken into account in the revaluation process, or is that then a matter for the local authority when it comes to their role, I suppose, in rates where they set the annual rate of valuation, which is multiplied by the rental value yourselves in the Valuation Office have set? Is that a function then for a local authority, or is that something central government deal with? This is out of your hands, is it? You just set the value, I suppose, in accordance with the revaluation programme.
That's correct. You have to remember that the valuation list in Kerry is 34 years old. It's out of date. So we will be updating that valuation list by reference to evaluation data 2022. Obviously, I can't necessarily comment on rates waivers or any allowances and so on with regard to the payment of rates. That is not a function of the Valuation Office. Our objective is to set the valuations based on that valuation date. But we are here to listen to the issues and the points that each ratepayer will have.
If someone wants to check out the website, valoff.ie is where people can get all the information.
That's correct.